Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to St. James. Today we celebrate the Feast of the Ascension. We're glad you're all here with us in the church, as well as joining us via Zoom online. We have a train. So we want to remind everyone, whether you're here or joining us on Zoom, to be sure to check out our webpage at www.stjameswabash.org. There you'll find all kinds of things going on here at the parish. You can sign up for our newsletter and connect with us, and we'd love that. We'll begin with Alleluia, Sing to Jesus, Please Rise.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus, the love of God, communion in the Holy Spirit be with you. Amen. And what a blessing to gather on this day when we remember the ascension of the Lord. As you notice the beautiful pipes, the pipes were calling today, as we heard the flute, we can have gradually lifting up of some of these restrictions, we can have wind instruments now. So we're quite excited about that. So it's so exciting. Hopefully more restrictions will be lifted as we make more progress against the virus. And maybe eventually we'll be able to have congregational singing again. Who knows? What a concept, right? Let's place ourselves now in an attitude of openness to receive the gift God wishes us today as we ask for the blessing of experiencing grace and mercy. I confess
to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done, in what I have failed to do, through my fault, through my fault, through my most grievous fault. Therefore I ask Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God.
May Almighty God have mercy, forgive our sin, bring us to everlasting life.
Amen. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
And let us pray that this holy day will remind us that we can lift our minds and hearts to God's throne. Let us pray that Jesus, our risen and ascended Lord, will accompany us on our journey of faith. And let us pray that the Holy Spirit of God comes to us with strength and wisdom. Gladden us with holy joys, Almighty God. Make us rejoice with devout thanksgiving, for the ascension of Christ your Son is our exaltation. And where the head has gone in glory, the body is called to follow in hope. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen. A reading from the beginning of the Acts of the Apostles. In the first book, Theophilus, I dealt with all that Jesus did and taught until the day he was taken up. After giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen, he presented himself alive to them by many proofs after he had suffered, appearing to them during 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. While meeting with them, he enjoined them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, about which you have heard me speak. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. When they had gathered together, they asked him, Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom of Israel? He answered them, it is not for you to know the times or seasons that the Father has established by his own authority. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, throughout Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. When he had said this, as they were looking on, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him from their sight. When they were looking intently at the sky as he was going, suddenly two men dressed in white garments stood beside them. They said, Men of Galilee, why are you standing there looking at the sky? This Jesus, who has been taken up from you into heaven, will return in the same way as you have seen him going into heaven. The word of the Lord.
Reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians. Brothers and sisters, may the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation, resulting in knowledge of him. May the eyes of your heart be enlightened, that you may know what is the hope that belongs to his call, what are the riches of glory and his inheritance among the holy ones, and what is the surpassing greatness of his power for us who believe. In accord with the exercise of his great might, which he worked in Christ, raising him from the dead, and seating him at his right hand in the heavens. Far above every principality, authority, power, and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And he put all things beneath his feet, and gave him as head over all things to the church, which to his body, the fullness of the one who fills all things in every way. The word of the Lord.
Thank you.
The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Gospel according to Mark. Jesus said to his disciples, "Go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Whoever does not believe will be condemned. These signs will accompany those who believe. In my name, they will drive out demons. They will speak new languages. They will pick up serpents with their hands. If they drink any deadly thing, it will not harm them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover." So then the Lord Jesus, after speaking to them, was taken up into a cloud and took his seat at the right hand of God. But they went forth and preaching everywhere, while the Lord worked with them and confirmed the word through accompanying signs. The Gospel of the Lord.
The great 4th century African bishop once said, "We are an Easter people, and Alleluia is our song." Since we are an Easter people, we know that no matter how terrible things seem to be going, we know that God can make a way out of no way. Since we are an Easter people, we have that blessed assurance that all things will be well, all manner of things will be well. Since we are an Easter people, we can say to Satan, "Get thee behind. Victory today is mine. Joy is mine. Happiness today is mine." No wonder Alleluia is our song. But today is Ascension Day. So we're not just Easter people. We're also Ascension people. And see, Ascension people have the experience of grief and loss that someone that they love and care for has been taken from them. Ascension people have that hole in their heart, that emptiness, that no matter how hard they try, there still seems to be a void which they keep hoping God will fill. Ascension people are waiting and waiting for things to get better and better, but they just get worser and worser. And the worst part about being an Ascension person is that we've had that taste, that hint of how life can really be because of Jesus. We have been touched by the good news which he proclaims. We have experienced what it means to have divine healing in our hearts. We have come to know what our Lord is all about when he says, "You are beloved children of God." So this is where we are right now. We are an Ascension people. And that's why our song is not necessarily Alleluia, but All By Myself. So how do we live then when we have experienced this absence from the one who was so present to us before? What those first ascension people, those first people on Mount Tabor remind us of is that it's easy to get stuck in that empty place. We look up to the heavens and we hope that some divine intervention is going to happen and make it all better. And that's when those two young men dressed in white show up and give us the slap of salvation, give us an ice bucket challenge, and they say, get up, get moving. Don't stay stuck here. What the challenge is that they extend to us is, instead of being stuck, can we trust that that spirit that is coming to us, that spirit which will give us the strength that we need, is in fact on the way? Can we find how to hold out until our change comes? Can we get over feeling the absence of his presence and instead find the presence in his absence? The Bible gives us some suggestions on how to do that. The first thing, of course, is we can find the presence of Jesus in our lives. Now, we hear this a lot. You know, you have to have this relationship with Jesus. And a lot of times when we hear it, we wonder if maybe we don't have a special connection the way some of those other people do. You know, they seem to be talking about things I don't go. I go to church every Sunday. Why don't I have that feeling? Well, the job that we have, it seems, is to find the presence which is there. We find that we can see Jesus' presence in a family member, a friend, churchgoer. We can find the presence of Jesus in receiving Holy Communion or in hearing the word of God proclaimed. We can find the presence of Jesus by looking into the eyes of someone who's hurting, the poor, a lost youth. What we have to have, as St. Paul puts it, I just love the way he puts it, what we have to have then, if they're really going to have this relationship with Jesus, is the eyes of the heart. Isn't that a great expression? The eyes of the heart. Because if we have that, then we can find his presence even in the absence. And we are also reminded by the scripture that we have been given this commission to continue what Jesus has begun. We can, just in who we are, help bring about this business of being kingdom. I love the way that the gospel put it. I don't know whether you noticed the line, that they were sent forth and Jesus helped them. Jesus was with them. And so we can, in our own lives, do things which are going to make this world a more just and peaceful place. I don't know whether you've heard the story about on that first Easter Sunday, all the angels are up in heaven, they're giving high fives, they're congratulating Jesus, you know, celebrating, popping the champagne. But Jesus noticed that St. Michael's over in the corner kind of thinking a lot. And so Jesus goes up to him, puts his arm around, hey, what's happening, Michael? And Michael responds, well, Jesus, you know, I'm real happy you rose from the dead and everything like that, but what happens now? You know, those guys that you left behind, they're a bunch of losers. Betrayal, denial, abandonment. What's plan B if that doesn't work out? And Jesus just said, I have no plan B. I'm counting on them. Strange as it sounds, Jesus is counting on the likes of us to make this world look as God intends. That's the job we have, to make Jesus present. And the third suggestion the scripture gives us, if we're going to find the presence in the absence, is, as Jesus says in the Acts of the Apostles today, you will be my witnesses. We know how to be witnesses, right? We've all watched Chicago Law, right? Perry Mason, depending on your age frame, you know. So we know how to be witnesses. Your Honor, I put this before you. There's terrible things happening in the world. We've got wars, we've got violence, racism, poverty. There's things that are happening at our borders. There's income inequality we have to deal with, abuse, sex abuse, family abuse. I wonder, Your Honor, isn't this evidence of the fact that God is absent? I object, says the witness, because I can bear witness to the fact that dirt and water and sunlight can create a strawberry that tastes so good. I bear witness to the fact that a child can learn how to walk, can learn how to talk, and I don't even mind that one of the first words they say is no. I bear witness to the fact that on Christmas morning, there's going to be several dozen people in the basement of this church giving up their Christmas morning to help the homeless neighbors. I bear witness to the fact that there are people who are working to make society recognize that Black Lives Matter. That's my witness. That's my witness that if you have the eyes of the heart, you can trust that there is a presence, even in the absence. So I want to join then. I want to join my witness to that of Alice Walker, who wrote, next to the tiniest scrub of a bush in the yard, all the world's evil shrinks to nothing. Amen. during this Christmas season, it's so appropriate that we remember who we are and whose we are, that as a baptized people, God has named us and claimed us as his very own. And so let's, on this day, renew our own baptismal promises by singing together, "Certainly, Lord." Reject all sin.
Lord.
Do you reject all evil?
Lord.
Do you reject the devil?
Certainly, Lord.
Do you believe in God?
Certainly, Lord.
The Father Almighty.
Certainly, Lord.
The Creator of all that is. God's only Son,
certainly, Lord,
who was born of Mary,
certainly, Lord.
Do you believe Jesus died?
Certainly, Lord.
And he rose on Easter,
certainly, Lord.
And he sits at God's right hand,
certainly, Lord.
And God's holy church,
certainly, Lord.
The communion of saints,
certainly, Lord.
Do you believe in forgiveness,
certainly, Lord.
And the resurrection,
certainly, Lord.
And life everlasting,
certainly, Lord.
This is our faith. This is the faith of the church. We are proud to profess it in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Amen.
So instead of coming to the font, I'm going to bring the font to you by sprinkling you with the baptismal water. To be the people of God, to know that God hears us whenever we prayers and petitions.
For all Christians that renewed in the Holy Spirit We may always seek unity as one body in Christ. We pray to the Lord that the peace the Holy Spirit brings may stop nations from taking up arms against each other, and that it may help local authorities maintain peace without resorting to violence. We pray to the Lord. For all those who have lost hope, the single parent working two jobs and raising their children, the homeless person living on the street, the prisoner serving a life sentence, the patient living in a chronic illness, that they may be comforted through the work of the Holy Spirit. We pray to the Lord. For those who were baptized this Easter season, that they may grow in wisdom and understanding, prudence and courage, knowledge and awe. We pray to the Lord. That we may recognize the gifts of the Holy Spirit in ourselves and each other, and that we may use these gifts to help those most in need. We pray to the Lord. For those who have gone before us in faith, especially Louis Lee, for whom this Mass is offered, we pray to the Lord. For the prayers that we hold quietly in our hearts, for those named in our book of prayers, and for all the needs of our parish and community, we pray to the Lord.
We make all these prayers in the holy name of Jesus, our risen and ascended Lord, who lives and reigns forever and ever. Pray that our sacrifice will be acceptable to God, our Almighty Father.
Lord, accept the sacrifice in your hands
for the praise and the glory of God's name, for our good and the good of all the Holy Church. We offer sacrifice now in supplication, O Lord, to honor the wondrous ascension of your Son. Grant, we pray, that through this most holy exchange, we too may rise up to the heavenly realm. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
And let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just. Our duty and salvation always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty, Eternal God. For the Lord Jesus, King of glory, conqueror of sin and death, ascended today to the highest of heavens as the angels gazed in wonder. Mediator between God and the world, judge and Lord of all, he ascended not to distance himself from our lowly estate, but that we, his members, might be confident of following where he, our head and founder, has gone before. Therefore, overcome with paschal joy, every land, every people exalts in your praise, and even the heavenly powers with the angelic host sing together the unending hymn of your glory as they acclaim. Created rightly gives you praise, for through your Son, our Lord Jesus, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. You never cease to gather a people to yourself so that, from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you. By that same Holy Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, and let them become the body and blood of your beloved Son, Jesus the Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said a blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when the supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sin. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim, O Lord, until you come again.
Until you come.
O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy, this living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you willed to reconcile us to yourself, grant that we, who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit, may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, her husband, Saint Joseph, the blessed apostles, Saint James, and all the saints on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May the sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth, your servant Pope Francis, Cardinal Blaise, the order of bishops, all clergy and religious, and the entire people you have gained for your own. And listen graciously to the prayers of this family that you have summoned before you today, In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, to all who are pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy the fullness of your glory through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow upon the world all that is good. Through him and with him and in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command, and formed by divine teaching, we dare to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil, and graciously grant peace in our day, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin, safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope, the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus, you said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sin, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant us peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever."
Amen.
And may the peace of Jesus be with you always.
Let us offer each other a wave of peace.
The wave of peace. We're doing the wave. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sin of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. May the body and blood of Christ keep us safe for eternal life. The prayer for spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Come spiritually into my heart. I embrace you and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen. Please, we'll keep social distance as we receive communion, so follow the direction of the ushers. Come have your hands sanitized, approach the altar, receive the host, take a step to your right, remove your mask, consume the host, and then follow the arrows back to your seat.
Oh.
We pray. Almighty ever-living God, you allow those on earth to celebrate divine mysteries. Grant that Christian hope may draw us onward to where our nature is united with you, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Just a reminder that this afternoon at 12:30, we're going to have our ongoing discussion on the impact of race in our society. Today we're going to particularly talk about how food shortages and food deserts impact the people of color very disproportionately. So Ms. Kathy is going to lead that discussion. So it should be a very wonderful thing. Go onto the website and you can find the link for 12:30 today. We'll gather about 12:15 to catch up with everybody. Just a reminder for all of those Zooming, I know that we've been kind of getting close to capacity here. There's a new category that you tried to sign up or weren't able to. We're trying to keep track of how many are wanting to come and not able to come. We're reconfiguring the space as best we can as we find that people who are vaccinated can stay in the same bubble. And hopefully this will only go on for a few more weeks and then we can expand our capacity. But for now, if you try to sign up and can't, please check that off so we can have an idea of the count that we're missing. And this is a special day because Mr. Gregory is celebrating his 9th birthday today. He's a pretty wonderful young man, isn't he? And it's also a special day. We're going to have to congratulate some graduates who have been part of our community, and we're sending them forth then, filled with the spirit of St. James. So could I ask Zach, who's graduating from IIT, and Amanda and Jessica, graduating from CTU, to come forward so we can give you a special St. James blessing. Let's come down here so the Zoom people can see you. So, all right. So let's all extend our hands in blessing for these graduates. All right. We'll sing the blessing. May the blessing of Almighty God come down upon them and upon us all. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Go in peace, and love, and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
We do have one last announcement. I'd like to congratulate Father John on his birthday yesterday. His birthday, but an unorthodox interruption from me, I'm sorry. But also, more importantly, not just the fact that he turned 72 yesterday, but the fact that he's celebrating 45 years
ordained,
as an ordained minister
of God. I was a child when I was ordained.
He was like 15.
Happy anniversary.
So congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you.